This is a homebrew podcast.
Oh, hey there. How's it going? How's the weather? Hey, that shipmast over there on that ship looks kind of strange to you, don't you guys think?
Help me!
My god. What died What's over there?
I don't... Hey, is everything okay?
You know? No! It's not. I got chopped down and turned into a mast.
Oh, no. And that's, you know, not the ship you want to be a mast on either. Oh, jeez.
No, they're evil fishes. Save me.
Well, hey, who how can we save you? You know, can we... Where do you want to go?
I want to go back to my grove in Trissen. I'm Princess Maple. I'm well known up there. I have a friend named Sad Tree.
Sad Tree.
Yeah, she knows
that's
the Sad Tree.
What they call him. Is he
okay?
I know
the tree you're talking about.
They haven't cut him down yet, have they? Oh, how I miss him.
No, I don't know what to say. I will try to save you, Princess Maple, but I don't even know how we would start to do that.
Do we just chain her and drag her behind the boat?
It's better than being part of this one. Help me, please.
All right. Welcome to the crew, Princess Maple. We'll try to save you.
I thought we went with the Shadow Cats.
Welcome back to Sanity Damage, a tabletop role-playing game, actual play live show. I'm your Dungeon Master, Thousand Tooth Tom, and in my dungeon to entertain us tonight are Cody.
You're Jack Rackman. Welcome to episode 69, everyone.
Pippin.
Moriarty. Well, I'm not gonna stoop that low for a 69.
And Alex.
Clacker Volkson. Nice.
Ellen escaped us this time, but I will charge her for late fees with lots of interest, and she will be mine in no time. Join us on episode 69, nice, of our first campaign, To Whom the Sea Belongs. Last week, a bunch of stuff happened. Go watch it if you haven't. I'm not going to recap. I have a boat to capture, and I have some people to hurt. Let's jump in. Oh, also, roll around and find out. I guess I won't.
That just sounds worse. Episode 69, roll around and find out.
Right. I'm not going to shout out roll around and find out in Thousand Tooth Tom's persona, so definitely go check out our friends over at Roll Around and Find Out. They are on Twitch, streaming live on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern. I was there for part of their episode earlier this week, which was their Mythcraft campaign, which was a ton of fun. So check them out. They've got a bunch of fun stuff going on over there, and they're just really fun, wholesome people. Again, that's 8 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays on Twitch. All right, so in the action, you see the Debtor's Penance, the flagship of Thousand Tooth Tom and all of his various nefarious operations. It has sighted you. It's bearing down on you. And Hudson is the masthead. What would you all like to do?
Wow.
Can I cry? Is that an option?
That is a free action. You may do that.
Clacker tears up a bit.
It's okay, Clacker. We're going to get him back, right? Right, Jack?
We have to.
I think we know what has to be done. We have to take him. It was a question of if before, but now it's a question of how.
And I got at least a little bit of an idea for that.
What do you got?
Well, I was doing some tinkering on this cannon last night. And now she should pretty well shoot by herself, and then But I got one more little trick up my sleeve. And Moriarty is going to go to the front cannon of the ship, and he's going to cast Enlarge.
What?
That's awesome.
So it is now a magic repeating cannon that is enlarged.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Awesome. Wow.
Does that make it a plus one, or...?
Yes. Well, I don't know about that. I forget what we decided on the enlarged damage.
I think the spell specifies an extra d4. I might bump it up a little bit, because that doesn't make a ton of sense, given that it's a cannon.
2d4.
Well, cannons do d10s, right? Maybe just one d10 more.
I'll take that.
I can also turn into an albatross, Celine says, and, you know, basically just be a giant seagull, and I can go over and grab Hudson off of the front of the ship and fly him back, if that's a good idea.
I mean, if it works, I don't think that's really much of a problem there. And the question is, he did look like he was connected up to it a bit when we looked through the spyglass last week.
Oh, ew. Oh, that's awful.
Do we think that that's actually like a thing that she could do? Like, is he hooked up? You said there are like tubes going in him, right?
Yeah, there are tubes. You see, in addition to like cables that are holding him in place, you see tubes coming out of his back. So right. far, you can only see those when you hold up the spyglass, but it's bearing down on you pretty quickly, so before too much longer, you'll be able to see them with the naked eye.
Well, before we get that close, I think it's time to use that front cannon on that ship.
All right.
Yeah, sure. Let's go for it.
If they're bearing down on us, we better start.
Yeah. So the debtor's penance is about the same size. Yeah, it's about the same size, maybe a little bit bigger than the Taiyangese battleship that you fought. But it's obviously better defended. Like, it's got that steel ribbing that's reinforcing the hull. It's got some kind of, like, magical ward on it. You can see, like, blue crystals dotting its railing that obviously Great. Do something. Yeah. I think the three of you would know this. Celine might not. Savannah probably would. Basically, those of you who have spent time on the ocean would know that Thousand Tooth Tom is the wealthiest person on the sea, if not in the world. So his ship is bedecked with enhancements.
Well, boys. We got to fight in for it.
When we take him down, there'll be our enhancements.
Yeah, you would imagine that only a fraction of his wealth actually fits on the boat. Absolutely, if you're able to take the ship down, you'll have plenty of good enhancements to plunder from it. Whether you are or not, you're sure that there will be other stashes of Tom's treasure elsewhere throughout the planet.
Ooh.
That actually sounds fun.
This isn't going to be easy, but we're going to have to do this.
Yeah, let's figure out the automatic enlarged cannon at the prow and do that. In order to smooth macro play a little bit for this fight, I'm gonna give all of you a turn, and then I'm going to give the debtor's penance a turn, and then I'm going to give all of you, we'll do two like loose initiative rounds like that, and then we'll be into the scene where like the two boats will be within potential jumping or swimming or flying distance of one another.
Okay.
So I'm not, because we're doing kind of grouped initiative like that, I don't really care what order you all go in. Let's go ahead and start with the cannon, but because that's automatic Pippin, or is Moriarty able to operate separately while that's going?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
It's just, yes.
Okay. Great. So,
if somebody else wants to use it, they can.
Okay. Okay. So it's automatic, which just removes its loading property?
And it doesn't. It automatically reloads a magic shell of its own.
Okay. Okay. So it, yeah, plus an extra plus one to attacks and damage, an extra d10 to the damage dice. Let's see, Stormbreaker cannons, 1d20 plus 5, plus 6 to hit, and then 6d10 bludgeoning on a hit. Would you like to go ahead and roll that, Pippin?
So it's 1d what?
D20 plus 6 to attack.
Sure, I can do that. Maybe. I feel like that was horrible. And it was a 12.
That was a 12. That is going to ding off the side of the boat.
No.
That ain't what you want to hear.
It's not what you want to hear.
That's a boat, not a dinghy.
Wow. You already have inspiration, right?
Yes. Dang it. I always do this. Oh, wait. Do I not have inspiration?
I don't know.
I do have inspiration. Dang it. Double inspiration? What?
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no.
He considered it.
I mean, you need all the help you can get, but...
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, so any of you can go, or the ship crew can go and fire some more cannons.
How far away are they from us right now?
200 feet.
200 feet.
I can't really do anything when it's my turn. The thing I can do that's furthest away anyway is like 100
feet. Fire the cannons!
Oh yeah, I can fire cannons.
Yeah, you can fire the automatic cannon again, Clacker, since it reloads magically.
Just magic.
Oh my god. That's a hilarious image in my mind.
It's a conga line.
Hey!
Right. So One Piece. That's such a One Piece image.
Oops. I can't find the... What is the range of Fireball again?
150 feet.
Okay. So you don't see it on my Foundry chart here.
Yeah, that's the thing I was coming up with. It's like,
I'll fire the automatic cannon, I suppose, right?
Savannah can move the boat 50 feet up. If you, I'll give you the option between cannon and fireball.
Well, I don't want to hit Hudson with a fireball.
I'm sure he appreciates that.
I guess I'll shoot the cannon. And that is it.
I don't want to hit him with a fireball. Hit him with a cannon.
Right, it's better.
That is in pirate ships, right? No, wait.
It is in Party Treasure Stormbreaker. Oh, my bad. Journal Stormbreaker. Treasure Crew Stormbreaker in Journal.
Oh, there it is. Thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You can just click the 1d20 plus 5 and we'll manually add one.
A 20!
Yeah. That is a hit. That makes nice contact. So, 6d10.
Nice.
Oh, it says 5d10. Oh, yep, I see.
Because it's enlarged.
That and then...
Yeah. 25.
And then an extra d10. 29.
Plus 1 because it's magical, right?
Because it's enlarged?
Yeah. Or because it's been turned into an automatic weapon.
Mm. That's right.
So, yeah, so that's 30 total damage. Now, we've been over damage threshold, right? And how you have to hit, like, a certain threshold to do any damage at all. That threshold is 30. So you do the damage.
Nice.
Wow. I thought we were in good position with our extra 5, and they're 5 more.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So 1 second here.
Well, they're a sad boy. We sunk them. We sunk them.
That's it.
We sunk it. We sunk it.
Go get Hudson. I'm going to go get Hudson.
Oh, never mind. It has its HP back.
There we go. 30 damage.
All right.
Oh, jeez. Just a sliver.
Man.
Damage is damage.
Damage is damage, y'all.
Was Celine casting Moonbeam, or?
I was checking the distance.
Okay.
She cannot quite... actually, just in front of the ship. Wait, don't want to Moonbeam Hudson, though.
Right, that's the thing.
I would have set it up so it's just... orbital beam that they had to sail through. But the moment, no, I can't really do that because positioning. Well, it's... how wide is it? 5 foot? Okay. I'm going to offset... Celine's going to offset her moonbeam 120 feet out in front of the path of the debtor's prize. What is it? The debtor's prize?
Debtor's penance.
Penance. And put it at an angle that should miss Hudson as it goes through the ship.
Okay. Go ahead and roll the damage now, because it's just going to roll forward into that.
Okay.
And I may forget otherwise.
All right, I will cast the spell then. Did it pop up?
It did not, but I saw the dice that were 7. Although as you cast the I'm going to describe this slightly out of time because I guess it's kind of all happening at the same time. But yeah, as you cast the moonbeam and the boat cascades into it, one of the blue gems along its railing flashes bright and then fades, and the moonbeam is counterspelled.
Does it, like, go away?
The moonbeam?
The counterspelling thing.
The crystal fades to a no longer glowing blue.
Oh, wonderful.
How many of those are there?
It looks like there's quite a few.
Boo!
Okay, so hit the same spot over and over.
Well, they've got a 90-foot range, I think.
The same spot.
It looks like there might be more than 20.
Oh.
20.
Now, great. Jack, make a arcana check, please.
An arcana check, huh?
Mm-hmm. So were they more like anti-magic crystals rather than counterspell crystals?
Let's see if we can find out.
Lore-wise, yes, that's fair. Mechanically, they're just casting counterspell.
Oh, what was that?
Okay, with an 11, I'm not going to give you anything else other than, like, you know that inanimate objects or magic items sometimes work a little bit differently than just someone casting a spell. So, for good or ill, I'll let you know these aren't purely exactly counter spells in the, like, but yeah, by the book thing. So you can learn a little bit more about them as you get closer if you want to investigate that.
Well, I will say Jack isn't a trained spellcaster. He, you know, literally learned it, like, what? I mean, how long has it been?
A couple months.
Yeah. So that's as long as Jack's had magic of this caliber.
I think it's probably been about,
worrying about 10, counterspells.
10 to 11 weeks from beginning of the campaign to now.
And I think, yeah, that makes sense to me.
Oh, all right, boy. So that's Jack and Celine. The crew has fired the autocannon once and missed. So Moriarty and Clacker.
I can go. I'll fire that cannon.
Sure.
Everybody up chairs. On the cannon. There you go.
Nice.
All right, 25 to hit. For 25 damage.
Which becomes zero, quite sadly, as it dings off the not dingy.
Alrighty then. Well, Moriarty will step up and actually shoot the cannon again. Well, he'll shoot the cannon, not the crew.
Yeah.
19 to hit. Mm-hmm. All right. So how many d6? 6d10?
6d10, yeah. Easy to hit, hard to damage. It's a large, large boat.
It's a dinghy. Oh my god.
That's so sad. Worse? Yeah. Like, the average roll, average damage would do it. Average damage is like 34, I think. That's very sad.
No, oh, that would have been 26, but yeah. No,
yes,
no.
This is very sad. I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Tragic.
Shut up, 1,002 Tom.
So the boat sails toward you. You witness the counterspell crystal flare up and dispel the moonbeam. You hear a great metallic clanging echo from within the debtor's penance. Hudson's back arches and his neck snaps up and his eyelids pop open. And you realize that he has only one eye remaining.
Oh my God.
Then he opens his mouth in a wordless, agonized, gasping scream, a futile effort to choke in air, a plea for any mercy, even that of death. You see the pipes and tubes sprouting from his back, and they seem to vibrate. Three of the clear rubbery tubes now shine crimson. Four panels pop open on the penance's prow, two on either side of Hudson, and enormous cannons protrude and unleash a clap of thunder so loud that the water ripples away from it. Thick bolts of bright green searing radiance sizzle forth, coalescing with one another at the tip of the ship's gruesome masthead. The combined lightning beam zaps across the empty space between you and scours your ship. At the same time, Hudson's silent agony finds its voice, and his wails assail your ears, even as the lightning strikes home. First, I'm going to do the attack against your ship, which is targeting your sails. Your sails have an armor class of 12. You can't make that up.
He crit.
These are weighted dice.
It's been feeling that way for a while.
So, I am going to do double dice instead of doing max dice and roll again.
Oh, he's taking some mercy on us. It's still terrible.
It's still terrible, but it's objectively less than it would have done otherwise. So 49 damage to your sails. Your sails have 100 health.
Huh.
They now have 51 health. Sorry, let me notate that real quick.
Fuck.
Yeah. When your central mast cracks, Nagish floats off as part of your sail just kind of tumbles over the edge of your ship. And Hudson's scream hits your ears at the same time, so I'll need all of you to make a charisma saving throw. I'm gonna make one for Nelton as well.
Jack got a 21.
Nice. No, Nelton. Moriarty's
five plan. For Clacker.
Okay.
And how about Celine with that 13?
13, okay. So Nelton, Clacker, and Celine are going to take full sanity damage from this. Moriarty and Jack are going to take half sanity damage. Hey, I rolled pretty low. 14 sanity damage to those of you who failed, 7 to those who succeeded. And that is the Debtor's Penance's turn. It continues sailing towards you. You can all take another turn and react to it.
So you said 14 sanity damage?
Yeah. There we go. Took a second to get it to orient correctly. 14 to Celine, 7 to Moriarty, because you beat the DC. Yeah. Guys, should I turn into the albatross now or try another spell? And doesn't seem like the spells are going to do much.
Oh, did you just see the giant fucking lightning laser and shot at us?
Do you think yes, it was terrible. What are we going to do? That's why I'm thinking maybe I turn into a bird now. I don't know, maybe that won't help.
Well, I suppose... Do you know? Do we just try to rip him off and run?
We are.
Right, kill him in the process. Try.
We'll rip and run.
All right, yeah, well, I'll see what I can do. And
we'll get everything I have right now.
Yeah. If this were a physical game, we'd just hear frantic, like, shuffling of papers.
Right, pages shuffling, just like dice shuffling around. Where is that?
I guess.
I mean, how far away is Hudson from the boat?
75 to 100 feet, yeah. Both Hudson and Princess Maple, don't forget her.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know about Princess Maple. I'm a little concerned.
Might have to do a little
I think we may have made a few promises we didn't realize how hard it would be to cash in.
We've never broken a promise before.
Man.
Yeah, guys, you're really true to your word and everything.
I could try. I'm gonna try on Jack's turn if we're doing the old rip and run. I'm gonna try and use Vortex Warp.
Oh, Hudson, nice.
Which I imagine immediately gets counterspelled.
It does.
Damn it.
Oh, the boys.
Does the one, like, guarding him go out, though?
One on the side of the boat facing you goes out.
So badly want to rage to see if I get something good, like maybe that teleport one, but I just
yeah.
know my odds are
you
not.
Frequently do get that one.
I know. Now is going to be the one time I don't get it, too. I have a 1 in 8 chance of getting it.
Oh, man.
Well, Jack has taken his action. Again, y'all can go in any order and at this moment.
I think it's not so much the order as what we're all just thinking of, what do we do here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you another minute or two to think, but like the ship is bearing down on you and is going to be within a
Well, let's...
On macro level, like normal battle map scale level in just a minute.
Who wants to roll just our sailors shooting the ship, the cannon? Anybody? I can.
Bueller?
Yeah. If you want me to do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Great. I missed.
Oof. All right, yeah. Well, let's see if it works. Moriarty is going to aim at the tubes that are connected to the ship to Hudson, and he's going to try and pull them with a thorn whip. Try to snap them.
Okay. Your thorn whip range is 90 feet, right?
90 to... 120, I think. Let me double check.
As long as it's 90 or more, you're fine. Yeah. He's, like, on the map it says
100, says 100, but he's more like 75.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Because, yeah, each hex is, like, 50 feet, so we can fudge that a little bit.
Go ahead and roll and see if I'll make it over there. 17 to hit the tubes.
Yeah. Yeah, 17 hits it.
No counterspell?
No counterspell.
All right. 7 damage.
Mm-hmm. And, the tubes are scraped up. One of the clear, rubbery tubes is now spouting blood. But,
Oh, that's good to know, you know.
Yeah.
My bad.
Hudson moans. And his head slumps forward.
Well, whatever we're doing, we might want to do it a little bit faster. I mean, he might bleed out.
Yeah, I can, like... Oh, now I'm so tempted to, because if he's, like, 75 feet away, I can jump in the wall. I have 80 feet of movement if I double move.
Well, if Saline's going albatross mode, which is, what, a large bird kind
of... Oh, she actually... Is that the plan now?
Clack her over? I think that's what she wanted to do.
Okay. I can do that.
You ready to be dropped aboard?
Ooh. Dropped aboard? Am I not trying to rip the stuff off of him?
I would dropped onto him on the front of the boat.
Like,
You're still on the ship, are you not?
make a perception check, anyone who wants to.
All right.
Wow.
Should we both 16s, yeah.
22 with my bonuses. 19
for me.
Better than my 4 with a 10 with mine.
Yeah. Jack, at this distance, you can see the counterspell crystals a little bit better. I'll narrate that a little bit more in just a second. But you'll also see that the cables and tubes... The tubes aren't as much a concern in terms of, like, Hudson's vitality. But the cables are buried into his skin, into his back. Removing them would be really painful for him, potentially lethal for him. They snake into the hole of the debtor's penance. It looks as though they're like little miniature anchors, like there might be some way to unhook them or at least clip them without mortally wounding Hudson from inside the boat. What a soundbite of that reaction.
I mean, I'll pass that information along.
It looks like they're got him attached somehow on the inside. Getting him from the outside would probably kill him.
Now, you said I got a better look at those magic things. Do I have a feeling that, like, another vortex warp would be the same outcome?
Yeah, so you... I'll go ahead and explain that. Like, as you're watching how they react, magic from outside the boat onto the boat, or to affect the boat, is what's getting counterspelled. But it's like a perimeter. like if you're on the boat, using magic within the boat between levels or across the deck should be unhindered. So you could drop a couple fireballs if you can board the ship.
Okay.
Same with vortex warping. Like, you can warp between its levels, but not onto the vessel.
I see.
Or if you just, like, deplete all of the crystals with low-level spells, then you'd be able to vortex warp on and off.
And how many do you think there are near Hudson to even do that?
Near enough him to affect them. There are still six more.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeesh. I have no idea what to do, everyone. I'll tell you from what I've just been learning. What I've observed, I don't think that the bird clacker plan will work without killing Hudson. We have to get inside the boat. Now, I do think that apparently you could get airlifted and dropped onto the boat. That could work.
I can,
you know, Thousand Tooth Tom's crew is probably one of the scariest fucking crews there are.
Yeah, now that you say that, with your 22 perception, Jack, you would definitely see a couple figures that you remember from when you were trying to rescue Hudson.
Great.
Rip Fangfin and Shred Bloodgill, two notorious shark folk mercenaries, are on the prowl. Or I guess on kind of the aft castle, almost as like an honor guard for Thousand Tooth Tom himself.
One of those guys has an anchor that if he hits you with it, it'll fucking deal 10d10 damage.
I don't think it's 10d10, but it's a lot of damage.
I think originally it was something absurd. You're like, oh, that wasn't supposed to be that much. But...
oh, okay. Boy.
I have a question.
I may have an answer.
What if I eat one of these purple Baldur's purple spuds and I turn invisible and then I get flown over there? Would I be able to, like, maybe I can, or maybe someone, maybe not just necessarily me, I don't need to be the sacrificial lamb, not that there is one, can go over there and be sneaky and unplug him and then hop out from where those big cannons came out.
Well, I'm light and I'm good at being sneaky, but I've already been the sacrificial lamb, so I'll you've accompany you, but I'll be a heroic and brave person and I'll fly over there with you, Clacker, but... maybe you need to be sneaky more than me.
Clacker's a disadvantage on stealth.
Would even out if you fully turn invisible.
Clacker has regular stealth. Plus one, oh my god.
Are we under the impression with the knowledge we've learned about these counterspell crystals that if it was an enhancement magic on us that it wouldn't counter it?
Seems to counter anything that affects the boat, right?
Yeah, that, I'm not
like,
affecting
that, right. Well, that's coming in to affect the boat. That's why I was like, so that wouldn't be countered, right?
Should. Right, that, like, self-enhancements like that probably would not be countered. You'd also observe that it's likely that cantrips are too low power to be concerned.
Okay.
All right, that's an idea.
All right.
I'm still not just...
trying to find the totem to the Gaul. Wanted to check something.
I think I uploaded it somewhere. I hope I did.
I was about to go look at a roll 20.
Yeah. My apologies if I didn't. I'll for sure pull that during the break if it's not in here. Juice Pitar Liar.
You call me what now?
Go to your journal, open the treasure crew folder. And then click Accuse the Tar Liar.
Yep. Yeah. That's where it is. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Need to... I knew it's at full charges, correct?
Mm-hmm. It is for sure at full charges. You've had plenty of time to juice it.
Wow. I should have brushed up on my Tygal lore.
So as you're forming the plan, the Debtor's Penance is going to bear down upon you.
Did everyone use their turns last turn?
There was a lot of the ship with a bunch of like chunk 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 noises launches some steel cabled harpoons from the side of the boat, from like their cannon ports, and a couple gangplanks or boarding planks thud down from the Penance onto the Stormbreaker. That's all it does on its turn. Now would be the time for us to go ahead and roll our full initiative thing.
All right. Well, I don't think Celine is going to be turning into a bird now.
Oh, boy.
And, Cody, if you look down toward the front of the vessel, you can see the gems that have been extinguished.
I see.
Totem of Tygal is located next to Clacker on this map.
I see.
Alright, we'll need you to activate the combat counter.
Yeah. Let me drop my guys into combat real quick. Add to combat.
Thousand Tooth Tom.
You're still not able to add yourself to combat yet?
I was waiting, but let me... Alright, Celine, normal.
Wow, I rolled terrible for my advantage, too, so I'm only on 11.
Oof, Moriarty's low. Get a 1. I'm changing my dice.
All right, yeah, I've got all the villains in here ready to go. Hudson doesn't get a turn, poor guy. Roll initiative for them. I'm going to have Nelton operate as his own character. The other crew, I'm just going to have tying down some of the crewmates of the Debtor's Penance, so they won't all be attacking you every turn.
Okay.
Oh, I'm first. Lovely. Even though I rolled so bad.
I haven't rolled for the NPCs yet. Did.
Oh, hang on. Oh, and Jack rolled great.
There is a way to roll for everyone at once. I'm just not sure where that button is at the moment.
God, he's got a lot of crewmen.
Alright. Jack will be first up, followed by Clacker, but we've got some NPCs first. So, the gangplanks thunk down into place. You see this crew of vicious, bloodthirsty, greedy pirates leering out at you. They're shouting, they're shaking their blunderbusses and rifles and pistols and cutlasses in the air, screaming at you. And Shred, the hammerhead shark folk, is going to thunder down the staircase, pull out a couple meaty fish hooks, more like butcher hooks, just due to how big they are, and is going to take the dodge action
but is ready to do combat. The mages aboard the ship are going to prepare their actions, again, due to the counterspell crystals. They don't want those to trigger prematurely. So they're just going to prepare a couple cantrips. Fire is dancing across their fingers. Buccaneers are not hindered by magic, so they're going to take some pot shots. Let's attack... Well, Nelton is closest. We'll attack Nelton first and then Moriarty. Let's see. Shotgun. Oh, shoot. That's a... That shotgun is not going to work because it's like a close-range cone weapon. So he's just going to throw a dagger with disadvantage. I guess they're going to be a little bit less effective at long range.
Well,
crit fail is a crit fail.
Musket and blows up.
he's throwing a dagger because his musket is just a shotgun, so it's like a close range blast. Yeah. So this guy behind him
hits him.
Right. He'll take take a step back. The one behind him just double moves to get ready to fight. This buccaneer is going to exchange some attacks with... Well, no, he'll attack Celine with disadvantage. That'll be a miss with a 7. And I think we've got, two more buccaneers. They're going to back up so that they're flanking Thousandtooth Tom, and they'll both take the dodge action. That will bring us to Jack.
Yeah, Jack will step up and start shooting some blasts, I suppose. Seeing as cantrips seemed like they went through, I'll start shooting some cantrips.
Okay.
Target this front guy who was shooting at us and throw a firebolt at him.
A 17 does hit him.
Five damage.
All right.
And I'll quicken another one. Cool. 19 to hit.
For sure.
God,
ooh.
3 damage.
Yeah.
Pitiful. This is the worst.
I mean, at least you hit. Could have been nothing.
Yeah, it basically was nothing.
Alright.
Oh my
Clacker.
God.
Alright. Clacker is going to move up. He's going to move up near between Jack and Moriarty. And then I am going to rage.
All right.
Nice.
All right, so we got a rage. Now we roll for the wild surge, which is a... Oh, no way! A 2, which is you teleport up to 30 feet to an unoccupied space you can see until your rage ends.
You got what you wanted?
No way.
Oh, man. Crazy.
All right, so I've moved 15 feet. I can move a space I can see. If I get up into like this grate that's kind of right here in the front, can I see underneath kind of near? I guess I have to get up there and find out if I could see underneath near him. Like to
right. What I'll tell you is from your vantage point here, the their ship deck is obviously taller than yours, so you'd be going up an incline. So you can't see down the grates right now, either the big one or the one closer to the prow. You can see that behind, you see where my cursor is, behind this crewmate, and behind this crewmate, there are doorways going into the forecastle.
Okay.
I'll tell you more once you're on the, like, the main deck and can see
sure.
down this grate.
Okay, sure. Cool.
You see that it's full of Cthulhus.
Jeez. Okay. Well, I have to keep this rage going now, so I've got to do something.
Oh, well, big, huge point. Couple things. Sorry to interrupt, Alex, but this is important for all of you. All of you, including Nelton, the five of you that are attuned to the Totem of Tegal, feel kind of a spiritual magnetism to this boat.
He's got one of the fucking things.
You feel like he might have one of the things.
This motherfucker!
Now we have to... Now we can't even just get Hudson and run.
Right.
And other thing, Clacker, are you still holding the Totem of Tegal, or are you leaving it on the boat?
Probably leaving it on the boat, I guess. Because I can still... I mean, we're attuned to within, like, 150 feet or something.
It's got a wide range of usage, yeah. Just...
Yeah.
Assume that if you feel a magnetism, it might go both ways.
Oh. Okay. So it can guide us. Interesting. I'm still not going to take it with me.
Fair enough. Just want you to have all the information before you move further.
Totally.
So, yeah, back to you.
I'm going to stay right here, and I'm going to use Chill Touch on... I think that I'm targeting the one that Jack was going for, the Buccaneer.
Yeah.
Let's see. That is a...
Chill Touch, which is neither cold nor touch.
Did it not roll? Oh.
Click attack, and it'll roll. Your dice are so pretty. 13 doesn't hit. He dodges out of the way there.
Dang it.
These guys appear lightly armored, but they're nimble. Like, they've got good sea legs. They're pretty agile. All of them.
That is my turn.
All right. Did you want to teleport?
Oh, not quite yet. Okay. I don't think I can use it on the turn. It says until you can use this effect again on each of your turns as a bonus action.
Again, I think if you want to use it when you cast it, I think that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to still.
Okay.
Do we get Nagash?
The boat can use Nagash. I'm okay with that.
Nice.
Yeah, let me see if I can manually add a guy.
I just had to ask before. I was like thinking of things. It's like, what? What can we do? We are, there's a lot of them. We got a lot of stuff to do. We need all the help.
Yeah.
So... Are the boats, is this now like, is it like, I'm, my tongue tied. hi, I'm Cody. Does the boat still get actions in this initiative?
Yeah, what I'm doing with the boat, so Nagash is going to represent the boat actions. So actually, he would have gone right before Clacker. You can, I'll let you all choose, as long as one of you is like, on, like within eyesight of the boat. Whether you would like Nagash to iray a bunch of people, or you would like for the crew to tie up some of the enemy crew in combat.
Iray.
Okay.
Yeah, so definitely going to go for the iray.
If you look at the Stormbreaker stats, we've got the Nagash weapon, and we've got the...
Bring out the Nagash!
right above Nagash is the crew musket fire. So creatures in a 5-foot radius of a point will take 48 damage. So it's kind of a 4d8.
Yeah.
Maximum of 32. So it's still some good damage, but the iray certainly can petrify and whatnot. Okay, so iray on whom?
A big old fella.
The iray is 90 feet.
Which big old fella? You can hit either the hammerhead or the great white.
Why not both? Hammerhead's the anchor, right?
Hammerhead has the knife, the fishing hooks. Great white has the anchor.
Okay, great white, I think. He was
I see.
Makes
the
sense.
The weapon, the ship Nagish only gets one eye ray, huh?
Yes. I can't let you have a full beholder. I'm sorry.
I don't know. In this fight, it looks like you could.
Right.
So, who wants to make the rolls?
I haven't been super lucky tonight, guys. I don't...
All right, I'll try the first one, so...
1d10 to determine the type of ray.
D4.
Slow ray.
Nice. Dexterity save.
Dex.
And on a failed save, he is dazed. Remember, that's a homebrew condition that I pulled from previous editions of D&D.
Yes. I remember we discussed this.
Yeah.
So he can take, like, one action.
Yeah, but not also move and bonus. Action, move, or bonus, and no reactions.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. He fails. He is dazed. Yes. Oops, not invisible.
Nice job, Nagish.
Dazed. Not unconscious? Is there a dazed?
He's dead.
Stop. Dazed. There we go. Great. That's the boat's turn.
Nice job, boat.
You know, fine. It's a tough fight. I'm going to let the crew also go.
Yeah! Yarr!
Arr, 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 arr. Yeah. Shoot him! Arr, arr, arr.
And I guess they also go just before Glacker. That's ridiculous.
Open fire!
All right, Clacker.
There we go. Nope. That, whatever. Okay. they're gonna attack these two crewmates down here and just do some damage if they can hit. Or I suppose even if they miss, it's half damage on a miss. 16 damage. Against a DC 12 dex save. So all of this happens, and then Clacker does his thing.
Yep.
Yep.
Ooh, full right. 16.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, those two are bloodied. All right, that's all of the crew. That's Clacker. And now it's Thousand Tooth Tom,
ooh,
who, let me just get out my measuring stick. He is going to saunter forward, and he's going to dust down his lapel and adjust his bowler hat, and he's just going to smile at you all. And that's going to be his turn.
Do we feel a magical connection getting closer?
You do.
Ooh. Clacker under his breath just goes, boo.
I hate Thousand Tooth Tom.
I don't know why. Just a genteel guy on the sea doing my thing.
Your thing is fucked. I've listened to the episodes.
Yeah.
Crewmates. Several of them are going to be tied down in a firefight with the crew. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. You have 4 crewmates active right now because Daphne is hiding below decks because she owes Thousand Tooth Tom a lot of money. So, with the four crewmates and Nagish, I'm going to say that ties up 8 of the enemy crew in a firefight. So... that leaves 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 that need to go. Celine will be the next character, so Pippin, you can go ahead and like plan out what she's going to do while I do this.
I'm trying to plan, but your counter spells have really limited what is available to me right now with the prepared spells.
Yeah. I mean,
there's
your
cannon, right?
If you're ridiculously wealthy and you own a ship that exists,
oh no,
in
I completely
world,
get the boat. It's just,
it's yeah, it's gonna do that. So a bunch of the crew run up around Thousand Tooth Tom to meet Shield, and couple more run around the edges with their muskets. I'm going to get two shots off at Nelton and two shots off at Jack. And everyone else is just positioning and dodging or in a firefight with the crew. Heavy pistol, 100 feet. Yeah, you guys are within that. So first against Nelton. An almost crit fail becomes a hit. Poor guy.
He gets crit.
Yeah. Fourteen damage and normal damage. Five, so 19 damage to Nelton.
Ow! Guys!
And against Jack. There's the crit fail.
Nice.
The gun jams. He's gonna get to use it again next turn, but I won't make the second attack.
He dies? No. Okay.
That's going to be all for the crewmates, bringing us in initiative to Celine.
All right. Well, with what Celine has ready, Celine is actually going to wild shape star form. The constellations are going to start showing up, and she's going to go into her archer. And then she's going to cast.
I'm not familiar with that spell.
Right.
Oh, it. Starry form is her circle of stars. She has.
Yeah, yeah.
Form
I mean,
she can
she's
do.
Going to. She's going
oh,
to. Oh,
you're being. Hmm. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it. You're so funny. Well, she's going to cast Guidance on Clacker for the turn and then use a Luminous Bolt and launch it across the ship at one of the Buccaneers. So, need a magic attack. So, let me double check what it is. Yeah. Archer, you make a ranged spell attack, so just attack. So 1d. Wish I just had a spell attack for her.
Yeah, she doesn't do that ability very often.
No, yeah. But it was in the situation, it's about her most effective ranged attack.
Yeah.
And I doubt she's going across the ship. So... roll 1d20, a 16 to hit. Well, it'd also be plus her wisdom, so 4. So 20 to hit.
I apologize. I missed who you're targeting.
The Buccaneer right across the plank.
Okay, yeah, that hits him.
All right, and so that's 1d8 plus 4.
Gotta be honest with you guys, this Buccaneer, he's a fucking tough motherfucker.
For 9 damage. Radiant damage.
I was kind of hoping that, you know, he would have been dead already by now after taking...
yeah. 20-something damage. No, he's a swarthy salt dog.
Bastard.
Yeah, I mean, even the lowliest crewmates look relatively tough.
Right. And I think that's Celine's turn for now.
I'll remember this.
You'll remember.
I thought I was rough.
Nice knowing Atreides. I guess he's biting the dust.
All right, I did not notice Nelton was that low.
Yeah, Nelton got hurt.
Hurt.
He needs to do some training and level up a few times. He's trailing behind. He's like a level 4 character right now. Rip Fangfin is going to move up and brace with his anchor, but mechanically that's all he can do. Each of Nikisha's things only last one time. Whoops.
For 1 minute?
No, for one turn.
Oh.
So that's all for Rip. Remove his condition. There we go. And it is Nelton's turn now, speaking of. Guys, not feeling too great. Gonna eat a potato that I bought. Regain some health. But I'm gonna be brave. What's the plan? Are we going in?
You should probably not go in there. Sorry, Newton. Maybe fire the cannon? Just don't
right, I can
die.
Do that.
Don't die.
Yeah, he'll scamper over to the enlarged cannon. He's gonna aim it at the buccaneer.
Probably wasn't my first choice, but go ahead.
I mean, Nelton wants that guy dead.
I understand. I said not my first choice.
14 is just below his AC, so that misses.
There's a giant hole in the deck.
Right. That's Nelton. Moriarty.
Alrighty then. Well, Moriarty is going to cast Blur on himself.
Oh. With the totem or whatever?
No, just... I was just going to cast it on myself.
I see, because I think it's the totem. It's a free action for one.
Yeah,
charge.
But you're right. I think it is on the totem. And I can free action that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Moriarty's going to free action... blur himself from the totem. And then I want to move. Why aren't you dragging? There we go. No, that's too far. Only get 30 feet. And yeah, that'll be Moriarty's turn. He'll run up. Into position. Actually, he'll get to the end.
Okay, and I believe that if you do it with the totem, it doesn't cost your action either. So you can double move or make an attack if you want to.
That was double moving.
Got it.
To get to there.
Okay. Yeah. So from here, you can see that down this grate, it looks like there's. Based on your anatomy of ships, like you've lived on many, you know that storage is down there, but you also see green lights and you hear a hum of machinery coming from beneath.
Oh, it is. This is a bit weird on here.
Shred is gonna snarl and grin, and he's gonna run up. To wait at the edge of this gangplank.
Oof.
Let's see. And he will, as he's running up, he's gonna hook his fish hooks together like a barrel of monkeys and pull out a heavy pistol from, like, his back pants pocket and take a shot at Jack. That, I think, is a miss. 13
that
to
is
hit.
A miss.
Or 11 to hit, I guess.
All right. Yeah, that's a miss.
Man,
yeah,
so does he have some modifiers.
That's all he does. Next on the list, the mages and the buccaneers.
Mages?
The mages... Gonna cast some fire bolts. I thought there were three mages. Are there only two? Guess there's only two mages.
Two.
All right.
Just two.
Okay. All right. Looks like there's just two. They're going to firebolt one against Celine, one against Jack. My bad. Not firebolt. Chill touch. Basically the same thing.
Is that a saving throw thing?
No, it's an attack roll.
Oh, I see.
So against Celine, 20 to hit. For 5 damage. 5 necrotic damage, if it matters. And against Jack... a crit fail. What is it with you, Jack? Yolda's on your side tonight.
Yolda's looking out for me.
It's happened a couple times. Buccaneers. We've got 2 up here in the front. 3 up in the front. There's 1 down near the prow.
Oh my god, this fight.
A couple in the back. I mean, none of you have taken much damage yet. You're fine. Except for Nelton. These ones are just going to stay near Thousand Tooth Tom.
I'm just looking at the action economy.
I mean, that's what Nagish and your crew are for. Like, that's going to... any fight against another pirate ship is going to look like this. But just remember that, like, 8 of their combatants are completely ineffective against you because they're focused on the crew.
I suppose that's true, but I feel like we all spent a lot of time attacking this Buccaneer. It's fucking not even hurt.
Yeah, the Buccaneer...
Right, crew, we're gonna have to really fight for our lives here. I don't even think this is necessarily 100% about saving Hudson anymore or getting the thing. I think this is like, don't die.
The Buccaneer walks down the gangplank, pulls his shotgun, sticks it in your face, Jack, and pulls the trigger. This is a dex save from both Jack and Clacker.
A dex save?
Yeah. To dodge the buckshot.
I got a 16.
That is a success. Looking for a 13. That is
6.
A failure. Alright, let's see. Why isn't it it's not letting me roll damage to it manually. Clacker takes all of this. Jack takes half of this. And then the other Buccaneer is going to make the same attack against Moriarty. So a dex save for Moriarty, please.
Okay.
And that's a failure, unfortunately, so it's going to be the same. 18 damage. Now, luckily, these buckshot shotguns take a long time to reload, so after each of them take these shots, you see them sling the shotgun over their back and draw a scimitar.
All right.
Yeah. That'll be all for them, so now it is on to Jack.
Well, Jack is going to cast Spirit Guardians.
Shoes on the other foot?
Yep. So what is it? 15-foot range.
Mm-hmm. The Buccaneer fails to save.
Okay, sweet. 16 damage.
Nice. I'll apply that in a second. What color would you like for your Spirit Guardians to be?
Well, I imagine it's like a bluish lightning storm thing.
Okay, I'll... make it match your scar on your arm.
And then as a bonus action, I will cast. Let me just close my spellbook. A enhanced, like a quickened firebolt.
Mm-hmm.
On this guy right in front of me. Twenty-five to hit.
Yeah, for sure.
For 10 more damage.
Nice. He's getting there.
And I think that's it. I do have an ability, but I think it's a bonus action. Yep. Okay,
which would be your firebolt. Okay. The crew is going to fire again, trying to hit these three scrubs. Make some saves real quick. Clacker, you can go ahead and plan out your turn. Got a crit on his save. Good job, little guy. Fail on his save. Fail on his save. Alright. 14 damage. So, one of the crew members is almost dead. One of the ship mages got hit for a chunk of damage. The buccaneer ducked under kind of the railing and only took half the damage. That's the crew's turn. Nagish, just an eye ray, right? I mean, that's all he does, but who would you like for him to target?
Maybe the other big guy.
Shred?
Yeah.
Okay. That is going to be a charm ray.
Yes! Let's go, Nagish!
Woo!
Okay. Wisdom. Save.
It's not his best.
He fails.
Yes!
Fuck yes. I love you, Nagish.
I love you, too. You guys are my best friends.
This is how we almost beat the Mind Flayers, remember?
I do, but then they ripped my eye out. Do you remember?
Well, we gotta win this one, or else they're gonna rip another one of your eyes out. You saw Hudson up there.
Yeah, so Shred is charmed until the end of his next turn. And I'm gonna treat that for this fight as, like, fully in support of Nagish, and we'll fight on Nagish's side. It is only one turn, not 1 minute or any ongoing thing like that, but...
The whole fight? What?
Selective hearing. Clacker, it's your turn.
Okay. So eating a potato is a bonus action, correct?
Correct. Feeding it to someone else is a action.
What if I, like, throw it up in the air and eat it? Would that count as an action? I use my action to throw it and then I catch it.
If you consume it, it's a bonus action.
Dang it. Okay. Because I wanted to turn... I was going to turn invisible. Then I was going to run... Or then I was going to teleport the 30 feet to get to here. And then I was going to run so I could get to the door.
I mean, you can do all of that. You just can't, like, disengage and avoid op attacks.
No, I can't turn... I can't, the teleporting is a bonus action.
Yeah, but you can sub your action for bonus action.
I know. But then I would don't want... All those possible attack. Well, Shred wouldn't attack me.
Shred
he's
would
on
not.
Our, he's on our team right now. I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that, though. That seems like... really dangerous, even though Moriarty's kind of gone into the thing already. I'll try to wipe out this buccaneer, because he's really annoying me now. I'm going to move forward, and I'll swing away on him.
Okay.
My great sword. Oh, wait, let me target him. Okay, I got him targeted. Okay. Okay. 17 to hit. Oh, I don't
yeah, look at that sword go.
I don't think it set me as raging either. How do I set that? Hmm. I'll figure that out later.
Yeah, for now I can manually subtract it.
All right, 4. Wow, 11 plus, is it 1 or 2, so 12 damage?
Your rage damage is at least 2, maybe 3 by now.
I think it's 2. Okay, so 13 okay. damage.
All right.
Another attack. Come on. There we go. He's putting it into there, making me click it. Okay, got it this time. Let's see, 27 to hit. Mm-hmm. 4.
Enough. Damage. He goes yes. down, splashes nice into the water.
Cracker. Decapitation. That's how I do it.
Mm-hmm. His head falls off the other side of the plank.
And then I do like a double swing, and then his head. Well, I want his head to like fly up, and then as I'm like coming back around, I do like a swing to like kind of put my sword back, and I want it to like paddle his head across their ship.
Wow.
That will be my turn.
No further movement.
Oh boy, I'm scared. I'm gonna move on the other side of Jack.
I don't know why you're scared. The big guy, one of the big guys, is on your side.
It's a scary situation. Clacker's a big baby. Anyway, that is my turn now.
All right, Thousand Tooth Tom is going to, remember to use his legendary actions this time, but on his turn he's going to command the crewmate to take a pistol shot at Moriarty.
Does have disadvantage.
That's right, because you're blurred. Okay.
Not that he's gonna hit.
Yeah, okay, so I'm not gonna bother rerolling. He misses. That's Thousand Tooth Tom's action. Tom is gonna saunter forward a little bit more, move down the far side of the boat from you, and that'll be it for him. I'm gonna check his legendary actions real quick so I have those. Okay. Cool. Yikes. Okay. So that's it for him. And all of his crewmates are gonna go, followed by Celine. 8 of the crewmates are battling the Stormbreaker crew. They're taking cover behind the masts and gnarls of rope and wooden palisades and whatnot, but they're otherwise moving up to the what is on the map the right side of the boat, what to them would be the port side of the boat, to exchange fire with your crew. A bunch of the others are going to continue guarding Thousand Tooth Tom. A handful are going to shoot at Moriarty. And 2 are going to shoot at Jack. We'll start with Jack, and then we'll do a bunch against Moriarty. Nine is for sure going to miss. Let's try that.
Yeah.
13 is also going to miss.
Yarr! Thank you, Yold.
Bunch of misses against Moriarty. I'm just assuming they're all going to be misses, but just in case.
So far.
A double crit fail.
Whew.
That one, 19, miss, nope. Right? Okay, nope. Yeah, that's it. Celine is up.
Okay.
Damn, Celine.
So, man. Yeah, this one's one of those where it's like, dang, what can Celine do? All right, Nelton's up at the front of the ship, so Celine will head that way. Can't quite get in range of it. And so Celine is going to free cast one of her guiding bolts at Rip. I'm guessing since it's an actual spell, it's going to be counterspelled at the person across the ship.
Correct.
All right. But then she will get her luminous arrow and attack Rip at the same time.
Okay.
1d20 plus 4. Oof, a 10. I'm guessing that doesn't hit Rip.
A 10 is not going to hit Rip.
Okay. Celine will.
Yeah, he's up. Got plate armor.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Celine will back up. And that'll be Celine's.
Alright, that does bring us to Rip, who is gonna stomp up to Moriarty.
He can try, but he takes one step and I'm going to attack him.
Yep. Yes. That's the thing.
Do the thing.
Alright, let's do this. Let's target him. Why is it not? Okay, I'm just gonna do Moriarty then. Just attack. Yep.
When it's efficient, it's great. It's not always efficient.
And then the macro didn't want to work. Thanks, game! Just let me attack!
How did I end up in there?
Yeah.
I don't know how you got attacked in there. Why is it hitting everybody but... What is going on? 27 to hit him.
27 hits him. That's bizarre.
That just don't subtract his life from me.
Add your life back, please. I don't know what happened there. It What? What? Add your guys' HP back,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, Clacker, nine. You should better check your stats.
Yeah.
I think you just lost 9 HP.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got you, that, Clacker.
Something's not working right there.
Thanks for that.
You act like it was intentional. It was Jeez. Anything but.
Wow.
Yeah, you hit Rip. You damage him. I need to check the reach on his anchor.
Oh boy.
10-foot reach. So, he grimaces as you impale him on your fishing pole. He thinks it's offensive that you would use a fishing pole against a fish. And he's going to...
Fish?
Sharks are fish.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
We've had this conversation on air a few times. It was the Hudson interlude. Jonathan was insistent that they were not fish.
I see.
And so we like paused and looked it up and everything because it's like trying to
insult.
What
did he think they were?
I don't know.
I was like,
you were so confident a second ago.
Okay, so a couple anchor attacks are incoming. They are with disadvantage, but he's also a beefy guy. 20 to hit.
Let me double check.
Isn't he still blurred?
I am.
That was with disadvantage.
Yeah, he has a plus 9 to hit. No, it does not.
Amazing. Then, second swing. 16 misses. All right.
Yep.
Cool. Well, that's it for him. And he
Fight
snarls.
Defense.
And
feet.
Nelton is up. And then Moriarty. Nelton's going to shoot the cannon at Rip.
Get him.
Hitting. Yeah.
Yes. Nice job, Nelton.
For a buttload of damage.
Nice.
34 damage.
Holy. 35, right.
35
damage.
Yeah, Moriarty, you're
Gotta
up.
Gotta love it.
Alrighty then. Well, now then, it should just let's make sure that I'm only attacking him. There we go.
Yeah, right. There you go.
17 to hit?
No, not quite.
All right, and I'll make another attack roll.
Yeah.
Yep, all right. For normal damage. For 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go bonus action attack him. Attack with the bow. 21 to hit.
Yeah, it does.
10 more damage.
Nice. Yeah, all right. Not quite bloodied, but I mean, as you can see on his health bar, he's taking a chunk, taking a beating.
Moriarty's a beast.
Yeah.
And Moriarty will just stay there. Come on, big boy.
Yeah, that'll bring us back to the top of the order with Shred, who is charmed by Nagish. We are at about the halfway point for the evening, so if you're listening to us in podcast form, then you'll hear the rest of this fight next week, or you can go to YouTube and watch the rest of it play out. For those of you who are here live, specifically my players, I'm not talking to the whole audience right now. Do you need a quick, 5 minutes, or do you want to just head down and keep going?
At the moment, I'm good. If anybody has to take the break, though.
Let's keep going. I'm good.
All right, let's just chug on through, everybody.